Russ Davis inviting you to stay tuned for more Jazz America following the news on VOA Music Mix.
Israel and Hamas declare 12-hour ceasefire in Gaza today, and Ebola death confirmed in Nigeria. I'm Bill Michaels reporting from Washington. Israel and Hamas have both agreed to a 12-hour ceasefire in Gaza today. The Israeli army says the truce is in effect at this hour, but the army says it still will look for and destroy tunnels militants use to smuggle weapons into Gaza. A Hamas official says the militant group will also stop fighting for the 12-hour period. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says Israeli media reports saying the cabinet has rejected plans for a seven-day ceasefire are wrong. Kerry says no formal proposal for a truce has been presented and that Israel wants changes in some of the languages that would be used. Kerry said Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is committed to working towards a ceasefire. Officials say that all 118 passengers and crew are believed to have died when Air Algérie flight AH-5017 crashed in Mali on Thursday on its way from Burkina Faso to Algeria. The investigation is ongoing, but the crash is believed to have been weather-related. Jennifer Lazuda has more from VOA's West Africa Bureau in Dakar.
Search teams have begun combing through the wreckage of Air Algeria flight AH-5017, which was found Thursday evening in the desert near the Malian town of Gosi, not far from the border of Burkina Faso. Rescuers say there are no signs of survivors, but they have recovered at least one of the plane's black boxes. The plane, which left Ouagadougou shortly after 1 o'clock GMT on Thursday, disappeared from radar about an hour later, after the pilots requested a change in course due to bad weather. Spanish airline Swift Air, which owned the Boeing MD-83 plane, said there were 110 passengers and 6 crew members on board. Almost half the passengers were French, and most passengers were in transit to Europe, the Middle East, and Canada. Jennifer Lazuda for VOA News, Dakar.
The Pentagon says it has information that a transfer of Russian arms to Ukrainian separatists is imminent. Pentagon spokesman Steve Warren made the statement Friday, saying officials believe the transfer will involve heavier caliber, more capable artillery systems than those used previously. The U.S. for weeks has said Russia is supplying the separatists with arms and equipment. Warren said the U.S. has seen the systems moving closer to the border of Ukraine. He said the transfer could be made within hours, although the Pentagon does not have an exact timeline. President Barack Obama met with leaders of 3 Central American nations Friday to ask for their help in stemming the flow of thousands of unaccompanied minors to the southern U.S. border. VOA White House correspondent Luis Ramirez filed this report.
Search teams have begun combing through the wreckage of Air Algérie.
President Obama told the leaders of El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras it is not a lack of compassion, but an obligation to obey immigration laws that is prompting the U.S. to turn back many of those coming to this country's borders. The U.S. president asked the leaders to do their part.
All of us recognize that we have a shared responsibility to address this problem.
Under U.S. law, those who come and seek asylum are given due process, meaning the courts decide whether they can stay or not. The migrants make the dangerous journey across Mexico in the belief that they will get residency permits, a hope that is encouraged by human smugglers. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, at the White House.
Nigerian officials say a man who died on Friday tested positive for the dreaded Ebola virus. Nigeria becomes the 4th West African country to confirm the presence of Ebola, which has killed hundreds of people this year in Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia. Nigeria's health minister said the 40-year-old man became sick after arriving on a flight from Monrovia, Liberia, on Tuesday. He said the patient was quickly taken to a hospital and isolated after displaying Ebola-like symptoms. The minister said blood samples sent to various laboratories confirmed the patient had the Ebola virus. Reporting from Washington, I'm Bill Michaels, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Welcome to another hour of the best of jazz, past and present, and conversation with our special guest on this edition of the program, the great Monty Alexander. It's time for another hour of Jazz America to begin here on VOA Music Mix. This is Russ Davis, your host, and yes, we will return to Montreal, Quebec, in Canada, for the site of the 35th Festival International de Jazz de Montréal, where we had a chance to hear some wonderful music and talk to some of the great musicians playing at the festival this year, among them the master pianist from Jamaica via Harlem in Manhattan in the USA, Mr. Monty Alexander. We'll talk further with him and hear more of his wonderful music. But right now, it's time once again to mark the passing of one of the greats of jazz history. Bassist, composer, band leader, NEA jazz master Charlie Hayden passed away at the age of 76 on the 11th of July in Los Angeles, his home. He had done so much wonderful work in almost seven decades of activity. He began playing music when his age was in single digits in his home in the middle of the United States, in the state of Iowa, in what is known as the Midwestern part of the USA. Over the years, he switched from country music to jazz and has performed with any number of great musicians, from Ornette Coleman to a host of wonderful duo performances with the likes of Kenny Barron, Pat Metheny, and his most recent release, a duo work with Keith Jarrett, his fellow NEA jazz master, called Last Dance, which we played for you here on VOA's Jazz America not long ago. But some of his finest work was certainly with his own bands, the large ensemble, the Liberation Music Orchestra, and his own Quartet West. With the Liberation Music Orchestra, he created some music that was in line with lots of his work over the years, and that was his socially conscious work. He was a very liberal-thinking person who was very concerned with the plight of especially the poor people in the world. He even took it so far as to not only make music, but to make statements that caused him to be incarcerated because of his beliefs. A very brave person he was. One of those works was entitled Not in Our Name, as he created a musical performance that was a personal protest against the actions of his own government of the United States of America. Here is that brave music from Charlie Hayden, Not in Our Name, as we remember this great NEA jazz master dead at the age of 76 here on VOA's Jazz America. Just as Charlie Haden burst upon the scene, working with some of the finest players around, with Ornette Coleman and others, so did the great guitarist Kenny Burrell, 83 years old on the 31st of July. Happy birthday, Kenny Burrell. And that's some of his earliest work from his album Introducing Kenny Burrell, released in 1956. His composition, Cheetah, with accompaniment by Frank Foster on the tenor sax,
Shadow Wilson on drums, Oscar Pettiford on the bass, and Tommy Flanagan on piano. You just don't get better than that when it comes to a backup band. The great guitarist, Kenny Burrell. Now it's time to return to Montreal, Quebec, and Canada, and have further conversation with our special guest on this edition of VOA's Jazz America, the great pianist from Jamaica, Monty Alexander. I remember Kenny Barron saying to me one time something that was one of the most important phrases I ever heard. Every kind of music has its own kind of swing.
Oh, yeah.
And it doesn't have to be narrow. It can be any sort of style that you want to blend together. And you've just brought up a lot of names and a lot of influences there that have shaped you. But when it gets down to it, you're a man from Jamaica, from the islands, from the Caribbean. And just thinking about the heritage of the area musically, Chucho Valdez from the massive island of Cuba, and all those great young Cuban piano players that are out these days. Michel Camilo from Dominican Republic, he's fantastic, blending his traditional music, merengue, and straight-ahead jazz, John Burks Gillespie, and classical music. And here you are, coming from a place that has a definite rhythm. It's so very strong. I'm not asking a question. I'm making a statement. Some thoughts about what I just said.
Absolutely. The thing that was very big in Cuba that would produce somebody as brilliant as Chucho Valdez, they had a strong classical tradition there. So a lot of people, with all the challenges they must have had and still do with being able to get hold of the best musical instruments or, you know, automobiles that but they'd make them run like a top, you know, in Cuba with all the challenges. A lot of soul, exactly. And they must have had some conservators there that produced the Arturo Sandovals and these other people that did it on a level that was completely different to what was happening in Jamaica and Dominican Republic and Trinidad and other places. So Cuba, Dominican Republic, all these islands have their own version of what came from Africa and what came from Europe. They have their own version. It's like I compare it to the different sauces, pepper sauces we have in the islands or in the Caribbean, in South America. They have different peppers that we put in the food. A lot of them are different. It's going to be from the bird pepper, with your Scotch bonnet pepper, or the jalapeno pepper, or the whatever they are. They're a little different, but it's the same thing. And they all have a different variation of how the pepper is going to be. Now, they found this word salsa, and that's the sauce to spice it up. And the Cubans and the Puerto Ricans and all that, they have their version of that very definitive African thing. A lot of people call it clave. You know, which Dizzy found, and blessed Dizzy Gillespie, because he was a true swinging jazz musician, but he discovered and fell in love with that thing called rhythm, African clave, and then he come up with the word Afro-Cuban, Afro-this.
Thank you, John Opozo.
Thank you, John Opozo. Machito, all these great people. And Dizzy opened the door for embracing other things, and that's what, when you come from varied origins and different influences like I do, you know, and what you hear in musically, you hunger to bring it all together, is assimilated, and that's kind of what I think I'm doing when I play music. That gives me joy.
back in the early days of his musical activity with his trio from the 1971 release, We've Only Just Begun, Monty Alexander and the song entitled Monticello. Once again, a blending of straight-ahead jazz in an acoustic setting with the rhythm of the island he comes from, the place he calls home, Jamaica. If you've never been there, oh, what a wonderful, lush, beautiful place filled with marvelous musical people. Maybe not as prolific as Monty Alexander, all of them, but many of them anyway. You know, I love to play the modern jazz for you, and I love to play the classics for you, too. We've heard the name of Dizzy Gillespie mentioned quite a few times in our conversation with Monty Alexander. He came to New York City from Jamaica and worked with Dizzy Gillespie, among others. Well, let's go back in time to 1945 from the album Shaw Nuff, with Charlie Parker on the saxophone, Dizzy Gillespie on the trumpet, Groovin' High on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network. As the old phrase goes, each one must teach one. And it was Dizzy Gillespie who taught our special guest on this edition of Jazz America, Monty Alexander, quite a bit. Now Monty is teaching others how to blend very different styles of music and create your own musical expression, as he has with straight-ahead jazz and the rhythms of Jamaica. We'll hear another taste of that later on in this show, and we'll also talk further with Monty Alexander here on Jazz America. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica at voanews.com. And here's a message I've received not long ago from a longtime Jazz America listener, Ray Ondoro. And he writes as follows, "Hi, Russ. Thanks for the good jazz every Saturday and Sunday. Good job. Please play me any piece by the Manhattan Transfer. God bless. Ray Ondoro from Nairobi, Kenya." Well, always good to hear from you, Ray. And I would be very pleased to play for you some music from Manhattan Transfer. Maybe the preeminent male-female combination vocal jazz group in jazz today and one of the greatest in all of jazz history. I also would love to play a song for you from what I believe is one of their most underrated and underappreciated releases. I believe it should have won a Grammy Award or some other award. It is their Chick Corea Songbook, their collection of songs written by Chick Corea, interpretation vocally by this wonderful group. Here is Manhattan Transfer with their version of Spain on VOA's Jazz America.
I can remember the rain in December, the leaves are brown on the ground. Ireland was a Spanish fiesta. The bright lights and songs were a joy. Castanets, and forever we'll know their meaning.
I can't break all my desire. Every reverie is on fire, and I get a picture of all my yesterdays. Yesterday, I can say, I get a kick every time they play. That's me.
Well, a very happy birthday to one of the great alto saxophonists around today. He'll be 69 years old on the 30th of July. That's David Sanborn and a song titled Crossfire from his album Upfront. Joined by a host of fantastic musicians like Marcus Miller on the bass, who co-wrote that song with David Sanborn, Randy Brecker on the trumpet, and Ricky Peterson on the Hammond B3 organ, his longtime associate. And that leads me to tell you that David Sanborn, along with another great organ player, Joey DeFrancesco, will be leading their band on stage at the upcoming Newport Jazz Festival in Rhode Island, the 60th edition. And next week on Jazz America, we'll be celebrating that fact, but I don't want to get ahead of myself. More on that later. Right now, here on Jazz America from VOA Music Mix, let's enjoy some more conversation with the great Monty Alexander, and then hear more of his blending of jazz and Jamaican rhythm. I asked for 15 minutes, and I've stolen 22 minutes of your valuable time and your life.
This
which is
as valuable, and I just want to let you know, Voice of America means a great deal to me and all the immigrants come to this country. And I tell you, I had the honor of being on his show on several occasions with Willis Conover.
Willis Conover.
And this goes back to the 70s. And I used to play in D.C. at Blues Alley, where I still go, where I go this Christmas, New Year's for the umpteenth time. And that little club that has had so much great music. And I remember being on Willis Conover's show, and of course, you know, what he did to make America more beloved all around the world, how important
you.
It is, you know.
That rings sweetly in my ears. He did 40 years of jazz on Voice of America, and this 4th of July is my 15th year, and I'm pleased and honored to have you on the program. And like I said, I've taken some of your valuable time, which has gone on for 70 years now, and I don't know what Mr. Monty Alexander's having for lunch, but waiter, I'll have some of that because he looks like a child. Now, there may be a little snow on the roof, but that doesn't mean there's no fire in the fireplace. Monty Alexander, thank
Man,
you so much.
You're a smooth dude. in the good way. And I thank you very much for inviting me on your program, Russ.
Thank
and
you.
Hope we'll be running into each other many more times in the future. Maybe one day down in Ocho Rios, right?
Fort Antonio's the only place I've never been. That's where I want to go. I hear it's very peaceful there.
It still rings of days of yore, as they say, because it's one of those untrafficked parts of Jamaica, you know. Of course, Montego Bay, Negril, Orcheras became every visitor wanted to go there because they merchandised well, you know, sandals but Port Antonio, where one of my childhood heroes of the movies, Errol Flynn, found a second home there and spent his last years just enjoying life how he did. And he had an influence on how Port Antonio became snazzy, if you will.
I'll meet you in Mandeville. It's a little cooler there.
Well, I went to school. Mandeville is my school grounds. And I have fun and not so fun memories of being a schoolboy there. But it's a beautiful part of Jamaica.
Yeah, good coffee, too. Okay, we could go on. More later. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, Russ. All the best.
Thank you.
From his album Stir It Up, the music of Bob Marley. That's a jazzified version of Marley's classic Jammin'. Of course, it's Monty Alexander. This is Russ Davis. Thank you so much for listening. And let's close out this edition of the program on a gentle note. The song is entitled Our Spanish Love Song. It's from the album Beyond the Missouri Sky, the collaboration between guitarist Pat Metheny and the late great bassist Charlie Hayden. On Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network. The beautiful music of Pat Metheny with the late great bassist Charlie Hayden, gone but not forgotten at the age of 76. I had a wonderful conversation with him in 2005, and I'll share that with you sometime in the future here on Jazz America. This is Russ Davis. Thank you so much for listening. And speaking of the future, this coming weekend is the 60th anniversary of the grandfather of all jazz festivals, the originator, the Newport Jazz Festival in Rhode Island. I'll take you there to enjoy conversation with four of the artists that'll play this year, Dee Dee Bridgewater, Bobby McFerrin, Wynton Marsalis, and Gary Burton, and we'll hear music from many of the participating artists. Next week on Jazz America. Join me, won't you?